On this episode of Productivity Matters, how do you manage your tasks? We all lead very busy lives, and the one thing that we all have in common is the need to get jobs done. These could range from a small shopping list to a major project. I'm going to take a look at Todoist, my task manager of choice, and I'll tell you why. Coming up on Productivity Matters. Over the years, I've used many ways to manage my tasks, from a notepad and pen to the Notes and Reminders app on my phone. Recently, I discovered Todoist. Suitable for individuals and teams alike, Todoist is a powerful task manager that doesn't overcomplicate the user experience. In fact, it's the equivalent of that well-known creosote. It does exactly what it says on the tin. Whether you want to collaborate with team members to get things done, you work for yourself and need to keep track of clients and tasks, or you just need a good solid task manager for your daily life, Todoist is free to download and is available on iOS and Android, as well as Mac and Windows. It's also free to use, to a point. When you launch the app, you'll be presented with the inbox. This is the default place for all your tasks. Whenever you create a task, it will automatically appear here. You can also create projects. For example, you might be working through home improvements or a family event. You might have a project at work. Once you've created the project, you can segment your tasks accordingly. You might need a simple shopping list. That's fine too. And with integration with Amazon's Alexa, you can add items with your voice. One of the strengths of Todoist is the ability to use natural language to set dates and times for reminders. It's simple to type, "Call Mum every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Todoist will automatically create a recurring task that appears each Wednesday. On the paid-for service, you can also set a reminder for X number of minutes before to pop up on your mobile phone or desktop so you'll never forget again. Of course, this doesn't just have to be a recurring task. You can just type, "Call Builder tomorrow," and a task will be created for tomorrow. I have created a project called Routines, and within that I have sub-projects for daily, weekly and monthly. Each of these contains the tasks pertinent to the period, making it much easier to manage. Projects can be set as favourites, so that they appear at the top of the screen, below the set folders. The set folders are Inbox, the default folder for all tasks if you didn't specify a project, Today, all tasks that have a due date of today. It also includes all the tasks that are overdue, and this can start to look a little scary if you start to miss any. And Next 7 Days, as the name suggests. This displays all the tasks due in the next week, including the overdue tasks and those due today. This becomes a much longer list, but it does allow you to see at a glance what is coming up. If you have lots of tasks, there is also very good search functionality, which lets you enter keywords to find a task. The search also includes any notes and comments, making it quite powerful when there are a large number of tasks to look for. If you are working with others, then collaboration is key, and with Todoist you can assign specific tasks to people within the team. On the basic plan, you can have up to 80 projects with 5 members per project. This increases to 200 projects with the paid plan and up to 25 team members. You are probably wondering what the differences are between the basic plan and the paid for service. Well, everything I've mentioned is included with the basic free plan. For an extra £28 a year, which works out at about £2.33 per month, you also get tasks, labels and reminders, the ability to add more control to the way you can filter and be reminded of tasks. You also have location-based notifications, so if you only want to see the reminders at home, set that as the location and Todoist won't bug you until you get home. Add tasks via email. This is a great one. Simply forward emails directly to Todoist, either to the default inbox or straight into a project. It's a real time saver. Task comments and file uploads allows you to add extra comments to your tasks and upload files to support what you need to do. There's automatic backups, productivity tracking and charts, and there's also iCal synchronization so that you can add your tasks into your calendar and you can see them all in one place. And finally, project templates. These are an added extra that I don't find particularly useful. I end up deleting the content to add my own. It's a bit silly, I don't bother with them much now. Let's not forget Karma. Todoist provides some quite nifty reporting, allowing you to see how well you're performing against your goals. You can view all of your previous tasks, and there's a great algorithm which will tell you what level you're at for your karma. This rises and falls based on closing your tasks. You can even set holidays so you don't break a streak and lose points. In reality, this is pointless, but it adds a little, if unnecessary, fun to the process. I hope you found this interesting and maybe helped you in some way. If you have any questions about Todoist and how you can get the most from it, then please let me know via Twitter and I'll try to cover them in a future episode. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember, productivity matters.